California has been cracking down on homeless encampments after the Supreme Court ruling in June upholding local bans on camping in public spaces. West Coast cities may once again enforce those laws, which means bringing in the police. NPR's Martin Costi shows us what that enforcement looks like on the streets of San Francisco.
When the city's trucks show up in the Tenderloin neighborhood, people camping on sidewalks know to move their stuff, because what they don't take with them is going to get tossed or put in storage. These sweeps have been happening for years, but since this summer, the police accompanying the city crews have become more involved in the process.
They're trying to arrest me for having an umbrella in the tarp.
Do you have an ID? Yes or no, sir?
You know what?
Jerry Henderson's been living here under a golf umbrella with the logo of a PGA championship that was played back in 1997. He also has a tarp, and the police say it violates the law against, quote, lodging in a public space. Henderson puts his hands behind his back, angrily challenging the officers to cuff him.
Now get it over. Get it over.
The cops aren't taking him to jail. This is cite and release. They take his name, and he gets a citation with a date to appear in court. They also take his tarp. It's evidence now. But he is allowed to drag the rest of his belongings down the hill and around the corner.
I got held up for an umbrella that was covered over with a tarp. Ever since they passed the law, whatever law they passed, for being homeless, we're going to get arrested.
They didn't pass a new law. What the city did this summer was bring in more enforcement, especially after the Supreme Court's ruling upholding anti-camping laws. This is Police Chief Bill Scott.
We've gotten some very clear guidance on what we can and can't do. So there are some street conditions that have to be addressed. And when people are, you know, camping on the sidewalks illegally and interfering with the public access, we have the ability to now at least do some enforcement to get people moved.
South of Market Street, a city crew is power washing a sidewalk that's just been swept. There has been a visible reduction in the number of tents in San Francisco. David Nakanishi manages the city's Healthy Streets Operations Center, which offers people services and emergency shelter beds.
I think more and more it's the tough cases that are out here. It's the same people we see over and over again.
Nakanishi is an experienced social worker, and he's well aware that this kind of enforcement can be circular, that it could just force people to move from place to place. But he says for some of these tough cases, it can also sometimes become what he calls a clinical intervention.
They're so connected to their belongings, even though it's things that are basically most people would say is not just trash, but like nasty trash. Downsizing some people, I've seen people be able to get freed up from that, to be able to say, hey, now I can accept something.
And that rings true to Fable Idris. He's at the tail end of an impressive line of heavily loaded wheelchairs, shopping carts, even a cooler.
It is a wagon train. Yeah, it's like, as long as we can put it on wheels, I guess that's the best.
He and his friends had to scramble to get these belongings together and stay ahead of the city crews. He says the experience forces you to take a good look around you.
A lot of the stuff that we have, you know, some of it might be like a more of a mental hoarding issue, you know? We've got to come to a real understanding at the end of the day that you can't take it all with you, you know? So.
Back in the Tenderloin, Lucas Illa is with the Coalition on Homelessness.
Think about all the housed people that hoard and have so much. The only difference between them and unsheltered houseless people is the fact that they have a house to hide it all in.
Illa says the Supreme Court's ruling has stripped homeless people of their rights and given police probable cause to stop them, arrest them, and take their things.
Just like if I was carrying a bag full of my belongings down the street, the cops don't have a right to take that out of my hands and trash it and crush it in front of me. That is what's happening to people on the streets.
He doubts the more vigorous enforcement will lead to fewer people living outdoors. While city workers think there are fewer tents now, they've also noted an increase in the number of people living in vehicles. An updated official count is expected in the next few weeks, ahead of the mayoral election in November. Meanwhile, Jerry Henderson is back on that same sidewalk with his stuff, including the PGA umbrella.
What are you missing that you had yesterday?
Surprisingly, nothing. Just a tarp.
The other item he can't find is the citation the police gave him. Without that, he has no idea, and doesn't seem to care, what day he's expected in court. Martin Costi, NPR News, San Francisco.